Welcome to the show, everybody. It's been about 2 weeks since the Epstein files have been released, and as of yet, no one's in jail. Plenty of guilty people, no one to hold accountable. And every time somebody brings it up to Pam Bondi, she spazzes out and says, it's just time to move on. Trump just wants us to move on, with Harry Lutnick laughing behind him every time, like, these boy, they think they're gonna put us in jail. It's amazing that Pam Bondi isn't really saying, like, well, we don't know what part of the files are true, and a lot of this stuff is just accusations. She's just saying, like, let's talk about the Dow. Let's go take a look at this clip of her, because it's truly unhinged, like, very, very unpredictable that they would be this blatant in their not giving a fuck about the fact that the ruling class raping and murdering and probably torturing and eating and sacrificing children.
The Dow right now is over. The Dow is over $50,000. I don't know why you're laughing. You're a great stock trader, as I hear, Raskin. The Dow is over 50,000 right now. The S&P at almost 7,000. And the NASDAQ smashing records. Americans' 401ks and retirement savings are booming. That's what we should be talking about. We should be talking about making Americans safe. We should be talking about, what does a Dow have to do with anything? That's what they just asked. Are you kidding?
Mr. Jordan, Mr. Jordan.
Are you kidding, Goy? Are you kidding? The Dow is everything. Money is everything. Who cares if we f***ed a few children? Sacrifices have to be made. Do you want to retire a luxury boomer? Then stop asking about the files, dummy. How do you think the Dow keeps going up? We must sacrifice the blood of innocent children so that your house doesn't lose value. And I can see the boomers being like, oh, fair enough. Fair enough. Who's that? What are we asking those kids are already? But my retirement is still looming in front of me. So, yeah. Let's see what this was in response to, because truly unhinged, truly unhinged. Somebody asked her why none of the clients of Jeffrey Epstein had been indicted. And she starts talking about how we should be talking about the stock market performing better than ever before. She can't comprehend why people would care about children being more than the Dow. This isn't even a joke. She literally doesn't understand why they're talking about these things when financially we're doing so well. If you wanted to get a better metaphor for what these people believe, you couldn't do it. You could not get a better metaphor to capture their whole worldview. Drink their blood, make the sacrifices you need to make to Moloch so he keeps pumping those numbers, and you can have more dollars in your account that don't mean anything because we keep printing it out and churning it out and printing it out. Whatever it takes, man. It's like, it's crazy. It's like so clear. Like, the ritual sacrifice is right in front of us. You don't need a metaphor. You don't even need to believe in anything. You can see that they're just like, why aren't we talking about what's more important than the kids, which is the Dow? The Dow is up there. Why are we talking about? And then she goes, we should be talking about keeping Americans safe. And I'm like, whoa. You're talking about the stock market going up. Now you're saying you want to keep us safe from, you're the ones we need to be kept safe from.
And none of them ask Merrick Garland over the last 4 years one word about Jeffrey Epstein. The Dow is over 50,000 right now. The S&P at almost 7,000. And the NASDAQ smashing records. Americans' 401ks and retirement savings are booming. That's what we should be talking about. We should be talking about making Americans safe. We should be talking about, what does a Dow have to do with anything? That's what they just asked. Are you kidding?
Mr. Jordan, Mr. Jordan.
No, we're not kidding. We're not kidding, you dumb retard. We're not kidding. You know, this is, you know, I was on the Hodge Twins recently, and I struck up a little bit of controversy when I said we should be slapping. This is what I'm talking about. If you ask the Department of Justice why the pedophile blackmailing ring hasn't been arrested, because most likely kids are still being trafficked, sacrificed, tortured, and she responds with telling you that the Dow is doing great, you should be allowed to some sense into her, because clearly she's malfunctioning and she needs a reboot. What is the Dow? That's what it has to do with. It's got to do, oh, the Dow. No, focus on the kids, dummy. We should be talking about your, no, the kids. What are we going to do about the fact that they killed the tortured kids? What are we going to do about that? And if you can't handle it, stay home. This is why you don't send a woman or an Indian, Cash Patel, to do a man's job, because they're failing miserably, and then they want to gaslight you when you want to ask them about why they're not doing the job that they were specifically elected to do. Now, she does have one point here, which is that Merrick Garland, which was Biden's Department of Justice guy, did not get asked about the Epstein files, not once in the 4 years he was in office. And this is for all the retarded libs with TDS out there who are looking at the Epstein files as more fuel for their own TDS, right? Now all the libs who hated Trump for the last 12 years, who have a brain virus, a brain rot, they can't think of anything that doesn't have to do with Trump. Now they're on board with the idea that there's a satanic elite who's seeing and raping children. Now they're on board with that. When we tried to tell them this in 2016, they told us we were crazy and we needed to elect Hillary Clinton, who is probably Moloch in human form. That's what they told us. But now that they think that the Epstein files mean that Trump's a file, they're running with it. They don't stop to ask themselves, like, wait a second. If Trump is as guilty as the files supposedly say he is, why didn't Biden release them? Why wasn't anybody asking Merrick Garland about that? Why weren't the Democrats, when they were in power the last 4 years, taking advantage of this home field advantage? Could it be because the files also indicted them? Could it be that both sides of the left and the right are evil and working together, and the division is only for you f***ing retards? Could that be it? No. See, they don't want to see that, because then it means they have to release their crazy TDS and also look at the Dems, Obama, Hillary, these people that were the progressives. They can't do anything wrong. They have to let go of their matrix view on the world and maybe think that they were also supporting people who were kids. And frankly, I just have a really hard time believing that the party that has spent the last 12 years pushing for kids' gender reassignment surgeries and learning about play in third grade really gives a shit about children. I just don't think they give a crap. If this hadn't been about Trump, I can't see anybody on the left even giving a shit. Like, they're all like two steps away from kids anyway and being like, age is just a number. So forgive me when these liberals come out and start talking about how our president's a file, that I don't feel like we can be on the same team, because I think that if it comes out that, like, say Trump's not, they're just going to drop. They're not going to care. They're not going to care about pursuing. Can you imagine if the files come out and reveal that Obama, you know, when he ordered $16,000 of hot dogs in the middle of the night to the White House, was actually ordering like small Taiwanese Asian boys? Are they going to pursue that, or are they going to think it's racist?
That you don't have like active bodies, active minds on the other side. You've got zombie bots who have been taken over. So it's really, really like, it's another one of those things where I'm like, you gotta slap. You know, they're like, oh, the president's a shut the up. This is about kids getting sick. If it's the president, then he needs to get dealt with. If it's the former president, I don't care if he's black. The political parties don't matter when you're a Luciferian sacrificing children to Moloch. Do you think the devil is like, oh, we can't let Republicans into our party? It's just Dems only, or we can't let Democrats in. We're Republicans only. Like, no, dummy. No, the dressing is for you. The clothing they dress in is for you. So that you can go to Thanksgiving and argue with your uncle and call him a racist misogynist and then not be able to actually unite against this ruling class that wants you all dead. That's what it's for. And right now, you're taking the bait because you're retarded. I'm not seeing this so much on the right. I'm seeing people on the right who are calling out Trump when Trump says we should just move on from this, or when his press secretary says we should move on from this, they tell him to go f*** themselves. Because I see people who are actually committed to wanting the truth and not wanting to be ruled by a bunch of files who worship the devil. All right, let's remember to sign up for my website, leonardaisfunny.com. You can just go ahead and register for free to be part of my mailing list so that you know what's up with me, where I'm gonna be, if I ever get taken off social media. This is the list. This is the way to stay in touch. So if you like the content, which I'm going to keep making, regardless of where I have to put it up, just sign up on my website. And if you want premium content, or you just want to say thanks for doing what you're doing, sign up for a premium membership, become a monthly member, where you are going to get exclusive content that I cannot post anywhere else. We got a video dropping this week, so if you want to see that, get on the premium membership. And if you want to see me on tour while I'm still allowed to tour, it's becoming harder, I am not kidding. Go check out my tour dates at the bottom of my website. You can get tickets directly there. Last but not least, let's not forget to support our sponsor, AntelopeHillPublishing.com. They are doing the Lord's work, publishing the books you can't find in Barnes & Noble because they're not about being gay. Their new book called The American Regime is an excellent read, I highly recommend, that talks about how we came to this situation, if you will, where our country has been invaded, taken over by people who hate us, who celebrate the demise of American stock, and what to do about it. So check out this book, The American Regime by Christian Secker, second edition. We've also got plenty of other options. You know, if you still haven't checked out the socialism book about Japan or the fascist book about Spain, I highly recommend those books. And of course, there is The Culture of Critique, the classic book that lays out in a dispassioned method how our institutions were captured by these Bolsheviks and have turned them against the Europeans who built this country. So speaking of to worship the devil, you know, they want us focusing on Epstein, but they don't talk about some of the big names, especially Leslie Wexner, the owner of Victoria's Secret, who funded Epstein's whole operation. Well, supposedly he funded his whole operation. We know that this was probably quite elaborate, involving multiple spy organizations, multiple intelligence organizations from the US, Israel, Britain. I don't know if France got in on that. I feel like France has their own problems, but who knows? Okay. Doesn't seem like Putin was involved, because they would have definitely told us that, even though they're trying to say Epstein was a Mossad agent. Nobody's really buying that. But Whitney Webb talked about this. People were talking about this for a while, that Leslie Wexner financed the mass and trafficking of thousands of American children for over a decade. And right now he's sitting in a 26,000 square foot mansion in New Albany, Ohio, thinking that he is above the law. That's her tweet from April 2020, folks. And I do remember, because I was listening to Whitney Webb on a good old Tim Dillon show, I remember them talking about this and then looking into it and looking at the fact that Leslie Wexner gave Epstein his Manhattan penthouse for a dollar. He sold it to him for like a dollar. It was something ridiculous like that. And you're like, all right, that doesn't make sense. And then you realize that Epstein was the facilitator of this blackmail operation, not the brains. All you have to do is listen to Epstein in an interview. You realize he's not the brains. Nobody bothers to ask any questions like, where did this guy come from? It's like, you want to go hang out with the former president, or he's hanging out with Jay-Z. You want to go hang out with Jay-Z. You're like, oh, cool. This guy knows Jay-Z. But nobody's asking how he actually got this access in the first place. And the next thing you know, he just gets known as this liaison who has crazy parties on his island. And who knows, sometimes somebody gets choked out, but we'll just drop him into the ocean. No one will find him. So here's Whitney Webb. Now here's the interesting thing about Leslie Wexner, because as crazy as they tried to make us sound, this epic gaslighting where we would be like, hey guys, remember Pizzagate? Remember learning about Pizzagate in 2019 and your whole world falls apart? You're like, holy cow, they're like sacrificing children. There's kids are being tormented. And you try to tell people about it and they think, you know, it's this crazy thing that happens. All the feelings they should feel for the people who were doing Pizzagate, they feel towards you like you're sick for thinking that this could actually happen. And it's like the worst feeling, because you're like, no, I'm not, this isn't my thing, but this is crazy and this is happening. We have to stop it. And they're like, you're a sicko. You think Hillary Clinton, an old woman, cut the screaming girl with Huma Abedin and filmed it? Why would she film it? Why would she film it? Why would Anthony Weiner have that on his laptop? Why would the cops not arrest? Whoa, the cops saw it. It was so bad they themselves. Sure. You're a sick person for even bringing this up. And now it's all out there and none of us are going to get apologies. But then it turns out that it's worse than even what we thought. And these people were saying it themselves for years before anybody even knew what was going on. And the evidence was right there. And it sounds crazy. So I can't say this guy's name. He said that he got possessed by a debuk, which apparently is COVID backwards, right? Which was a malicious demon in Jewish lore at 40 years old who still speaks to him as a voice in his head. He met his debuk again when he climbed Veil Mountain and changed his life. So while we're saying things like, hey, these guys are satanic and they're sacrificing demons, and then the people, the midwits, this is why you shouldn't really talk to midwits, are like, you're crazy and sick. It's literally in a magazine. And then they'll just like dismiss that and then be like, yeah, well, I mean, there's crazy people. But you're like, okay, but he's like super wealthy. He owns Victoria's Secret and a bunch of other, it's like a whole conglomerate. How did he do that? And then if he's got all that money and he thinks he's got a demon, let's say he's like mentally ill and this is not real. Well, he still thinks he's got a demon telling him what to do. And if you're conscious enough to think you have a demon, you're also conscious enough to think what a demon would say would be pretty evil, and that would be your way of doing all this evil shit. So it's like really besides the point whether he's actually got a demon telling him what to do or not, or he's just using the demon as an excuse to follow his most evil predilections. The fact of the matter is we got people who think or do have demons talking to them, making major decisions with a whole lot of power. This should be concerning. You should be getting upset at me. Because I'm telling you, why are we mad at me? I'm not the one with the demon. Well, they tell you what it is. They say in Jewish mythology, a debuk, Yiddish from the Hebrew verb debuk, meaning adhere or cling, is a malicious possessing spirit believed to be the dislocated soul of a dead person. It supposedly leaves the host body once it has accomplished its goal, sometimes after being exorcised. So he just needs an exorcism, guys. That's all it is. He just really needs an exorcism. And I want to know why we're not giving it to him. That's all. Why are we attacking me? Yeah, here he was. He was in a New York Mag article from the 80s. That's where that's from. He's a billionaire, already a billionaire in the 80s. Yeah, and of course, if you're wondering if he is, yeah, he belongs to the same group as Epstein. That goes without saying. He had trouble, in 1985 article, he discussed how he had trouble sleeping, which he attributes to his debauch spirit that he dubbed, whatever, the demon that always wakes up in the morning with Wexner and tweaks and pulls at him. Like, you don't, see, like, if you're a normal human being, if you have a soul and you believe in God, you go, get the fuck away from me. I gotta get this fucking demon away from me. But no, he's like, I'm gonna go listen to the demon. He said he noted it had been intermittently appearing since childhood and attributed his driving, his bachelor lifestyle, his business drive to trying to escape the anxiety it caused and always had music playing as he couldn't stand the sound of silence. Yeah, like the guy either's got mental problems or he really is possessed by a demon. In either situation, why is the guy just like, okay, I'm gonna do what the debauch wants? Because he probably wants like whatever things it's getting him, you know? I don't know. You know, I'm leaning more towards, I've become more and more like, I think demons are real, because how can we talk about this for thousands of years, human beings talk about it, and then suddenly in the modern age, we just get to a place where we go, well, the whole spirit world is just like not real. And this is all that matters. And like now everybody's depressed and they want to kill themselves. So I don't believe it, right? And ever since we got rid of the spirit world, the only thing they want to do is be gay. They told us in the past that demons want you to be gay. They try to make you gay, like it's the worst thing you could be, is be gay. And then we get rid of, then I think the demons tell us they don't exist, but yet everybody still wants to be gay. So I just say, I think the demons are real. I think the spirit world is real and nobody is acting accordingly because we're all operating thanks to like Carl Sagan and his, you know, black protege who took over for him. God's not real, spirit world's not real. All we have is what's in the material, and don't ask too many questions. Don't ask the questions about why the people who are telling you that the spirit world's not real are acting like it is because they're sacrificing children to it and they're talking to their demons, right? So you can understand why I'd be like, yeah, I think it's probably real. And what he should have done was gotten baptized, gone to confession and had an exorcism. But he didn't want that because part of him wants to hang out with the demon and do horrible shit, right? And you can imagine that a demon is probably gonna tell you to do horrible shit to children because historically, that's what demons have told us to do. Be gay and do horrible shit to children. And Thomas Massey, shout out to Thomas Massey, who has been leading the charge, who has been everything we thought Trump was gonna be. We thought Trump was the Q leader. We thought Trump was the guy who was gonna get the arrested and release the Epstein files and lock them up, Bill and Hillary Clinton. And now he's saying, let's move on. Bill's a nice guy, nothing to see here. Thomas Massey sucks, let's get rid of him. So Thomas Massey, the real one, whose wife mysteriously passed away, and he said it wasn't that, but I don't know, you know, said that the unredacted files talked about a mass extinction level weapon belonging to, yep, that's correct. Once again, the country that does no wrong and only ever wants to defend themselves. So they've built a massive Goy death beam that will issue in a mass extinction episode if things don't go their way. Which makes us wonder if this has potentially happened before. Is it possible that humanity has woken up before to the fact that their ruling class is a bunch of demon, satanic files who make sacrifices to their demons of your children? create this fake fiat currency, Babylonian money magic, where they print money and extract your wealth and your life force, and you become a slave to them, and that's how they rule everything. Is it possible they've done this before and we've woken up and tried to fight back, and then they issued a mass extinction level episode, like, I don't know, a mud flood in which the first few floors of a building would be buried underground, and if that happened, they'd have windows, which wouldn't make sense for them to be get lost here. But you guys get what I'm saying. If you've done any dives into Tartaria, you're like, yeah, it is kind of weird that these buildings were supposedly built in the 1800s, but they all lived in like little wood shacks, but they built this like amazing marble and stone buildings that look like a Greek Parthenon. Yeah, it's pretty weird. I guess it's nothing. Yeah, they're saying it would be the global obliteration yield beam. Interesting. So it'd be very helpful for us to get this information as soon as possible. And yeah, they call it the Samson option, but we didn't know exactly how it was going to be. I'm not really sure, but you know, we do know. Look, man, there's people talking about a mass extinction episode possibly happening. We know that they had these tunnels. We know our government has tunnels. Catherine Fitzgerald, what's her name? Let's see if I can find her. There it is. Catherine Austin Fitz. She was the one who was saying that
the U.S. economy and financial system is the leader globally in laundering dirty money. I said to this wonderful group, let's pretend there's a big red button up here on the lectern. And if you push that button, you can stop all hard narcotics trafficking tomorrow. Who here will push the button? And out of 100 people dedicated to evolving our society spiritually, guess how many would push the button?
I don't know.
One.
You suggested the control grid is in part designed to manage the population.
So if you want to move people to a much lower economic footprint, having complete control is obviously very convenient.
Okay, so the bottom line is the majority is about to get a lot poorer.
So the question is, where's all this money going? And one of the things I've looked at is the underground base and city infrastructure and transportation system that's been built.
What would be the purpose?
I think if you're worried about a near extinction event.
So she's talking about this again, right? All this, you know what? And I don't care. I don't care anymore. People, oh, you sound crazy. I don't care. I don't care. Because everything that's coming out now is stuff we were trying to talk about years ago, and you told us it sounds crazy. So I'm going to stop holding back because a bunch of 110 IQ retarded people who went to college think that I sound crazy because they're waiting for their gay trans professor to come down and say, yeah, actually they are building underground bases. It's too late now. You can't do anything. I don't care. Okay. You guys are retarded. And I understand why the ruling elite wants you dead. I truly understand. You are beyond annoying. You are the people who enforce the system for them, because without you idiot midwit soldiers shutting down any kind of conversation that makes you uncomfortable, sounds crazy. I'm going to prove that I'm not crazy by calling you crazy. Without you there, they couldn't be sacrificing the children. But you're stupid enough and arrogant enough to think you know everything, and that if something sounds outside the scope of what's acceptable, you're going to shut it down. You're pathetic. You're the agents in the Matrix. Everybody thinks they're Neo. You're not. You're the people who are walking in the street and then turn into an agent as soon as somebody tries breaking out of the Matrix. That's you. So do I think the elites possibly are preparing for mass extinction level event? Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe they know something. Maybe they're like, it could happen. Maybe they're keeping information. Why would they not keep information from us? I don't even know why we know about the Epstein files, to tell you the truth. I don't even know why they're releasing it. To tell you the truth, maybe they couldn't get away with it. I mean, they redacted all the people who were guilty, so they're still covering up for them, even though that's against the law, because the law that was passed in Congress was for the unredacted files to be released. You know, we've got, I mean, these guys are weird. Look at these guys. I mean, if you saw this guy on the street, just on the street, you'd be like, this is a creep. This is, I would expect to get roofied by someone like this and wake up not knowing where I am or what happened to me, if I wake up at all, to tell you the truth. I would not leave my drink unattended around, because you're like, oh, they're frail and they're old, they can't do anything. This is a psychopath. And this guy is trying to unseat Thomas Massie because Massie is exposing the Epstein files that he's involved in, right? So apparently, John Paulson, let's take a look. Paulson writes, I want to make sure that as a close friend of the Lutniks, you are aware of the event and have the opportunity to support them. He's saying they were close friends with Howard Lutnick. That's the guy who's always laughing behind Trump, Trump's little handler from the Middle East. And so this is saying they were close friends, shows they were close enough that Epstein gave $50,000 for a dinner honoring the Lutniks. You don't do that for people you don't know. Exactly. Exactly. Why is this guy running our president? And this is, I'll get into this too, like, you know, this is why I think that this rabbit hole goes deep. Aleister Crowley, who's one of the ones behind this new age philosophy, do what thou wilt, that shall be the whole of the law, meaning nothing is forbidden. You can follow any pleasure, any desire you want. I think their thing was, as long as you can get away with it, if you can accomplish it, then do it. That was their whole philosophy, which, by the way, has infected all of the New Age. That's why if you go to Manhattan or you go to LA, all those like rich women who are in those yoga classes and going to those like chanting things, they seem unhinged, because they are, because they're following a derivative of Aleister Crowley's sick ideology that you can do what you want. That's where this whole New Age philosophy, religion, came into existence from. This idea, you may have noticed this trend that was happening, want to say 2010-12, this philosophy really started to become part of the zeitgeist, that there was no real moral code, that all religion had been debunked, specifically Christianity, that all it had ever been was a means to control the population. And they were trying to control, specifically, like the one thing they really cared about was trying to control your sexuality. But Aleister Crowley himself said he channeled a demon, and then he drew the picture. And what do you know? It looks literally like when they show us aliens. And I've said this multiple times, aliens are demons, okay? You don't believe me, I don't care.
Oh, but Leonardo, statistically speaking, with all the planets in existence, it is highly improbable that we're the only life in existence.
It's actually not that highly improbable when you look at all the conditions that have to be so finely tuned in order for life to exist. And the fact that if in even one millionth of a point, one of those factors is off, there's no life. No, not statistically impossible, okay? And second of all, I do think there's other forms of life, but they are in the spiritual dimension.
Oh, I'm uncomfortable with that, because that means that then I might have to submit to an authority of how to behave, and I really like doing whatever I want, even if it leads to my own destruction. I don't care. I don't care.
First of all these stories about people getting abducted are so weird and creepy. Like, why is every alien abduction story scary, creepy, and weird? Why is it that we have a natural fear of, why wouldn't the aliens like come in and then be like kind of cool and chill? And it's not like them strapping you down to a medical table and like probing your ass. Like, what information do they need? And how many times do they have to anally probe us before they have enough of like whatever information they're trying to get? That whole thing, that just sounds like demons who want to terrify you. So now we've gotten to the chapter of the Epstein files where we realize, all these people who pushed, you know, Carl Sagan and the new atheism, Richard Dawkins, who was friends with Epstein on his plane, and Sam, whatever his name is, these new atheists, they were all hanging out with Epstein. They were pushing this ideology. Well, at the same time that they're doing that, they're over here making blood sacrifices to a demon god. Doesn't that make you go, huh, The people who have a little bit more information than me want me to believe that God's not real, but they're behaving like the devil is. Something's not right. And now you understand how I ended up in church. It wasn't because I'm a better person than you. It's because I realized there is actually people who know something and they're worshiping evil. And if I have any chance of opposing it, I'm gonna need God. That's the truth. I'm not some great holy person. Quite broken, actually. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing this. Like, just think about it, okay? No, you know, we like comics and we like people, personalities. We're broken, man. To sit here, I'm sitting in a room. There's no one here. And I'm yelling at you. And you're gonna watch this later. And I know that. And I'm here I am, right? And I'm doing this and I'm putting myself out there. That's not a normal person. So here's old Leslie Wexner. He had abducted this guy, George Tonkis, who talked about this. And he said they were very interested. They mainly wanted Catholic boys. And if you look up any of these blood libel stories, you'll notice it's always Christian children, specifically Christian boys, who end up being the subject of the sacrifice. So see what I mean? Like, if they didn't think Jesus is real, why do you want a Christian boy? So, yeah, man, I mean, you guys can do whatever you want, but I'm done gambling, you know. I'm like, all right, this is what's going on. This is what the people at the top, this is what the people who run our society are doing. Yeah, that's enough for me. That's enough. They're literally behaving. They are behaving the way that the Bible said evil people would behave. The Bible said they're these evil people. They sacrificed their kids to Moloch. That's what Moses was upset about. That's what Elijah was upset about. That's what he came down and he threw these Pharisees. The earth swallowed them up because they were sacrificing their kids to Moloch, like in this awful, brutal way. They were swallowed up by the earth. And Elijah couldn't deal with it because he was a holy man. Yeah, I'm going to go with the fruits of the wise men who've told us time and time again that this evil exists on this earth and they prey on children. And there's a reason these vampire stories exist. Some good news is people are actually now starting to show up at these people being named in the Epstein files, which is probably why they redacted their names, because they wouldn't be safe, right? Because there are still people who are awake. So you can see that American citizens are now actively hunting down Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, Lex Wexner. Citizens are tracking down the lawyers, enablers, and politicians who allegedly help Lex Wexner evade justice for trafficking children with Jeffrey Epstein. And as they should. I don't understand all these people who were willing to help. Like, you're just as guilty. Like, you know these people are doing this stuff and you're defending. I don't care about what your job is. You don't take that client. I've been offered sponsorship deals from people I don't like, and I turn them down.
Leslie Wexner, who is part of a trifecta of sexual abuse scandals.
How you doing?
Are we going to get some justice for the survivors, Mr. T-Berry? Survivors outside, are we going to get some justice for them? Mr. Johnson, you ever get tired of telling lies for these people? Hmm? You ever get tired of telling lies for these people?
I don't tell any lies.
You good? Where's Wexner? What's he doing today?
You have to ask his people.
His people right there. Board Chairman John Ziger is his personal lawyer. Where's Wexner, Ziger? We got to get you straightened up, brother.
I don't think
it's a conflict of interest?
I speak for the university. The university.
How is this?
I'll talk to you later. This was fun.
Mr. Carpenter, we're going to get some justice for the survivors today.
Mr. Marshall.
I know you're...
This gentleman is here accosting people coming into the courtroom. This gentleman right here.
Should Wexner's name share the same line with a guy like Woody Hayes?
Well...
He also handpicked Mike Jeffries, the former Abercrombie CEO. He's been indicted for sexual trafficking, interstate prostitution. So that's okay. The trifecta. Wexner.
That's not good.
Look, I don't have. If you. I think Wexner has been tied to Epstein the whole time. What do you expect?
Yeah, see, remember what I told you about the midwits? The people who are the agents of the system, who keep the system going, who protect and enable these people. This is who I'm talking about. You're in the military. You're in the police force. when they start calling for you to start arresting your own American citizens and throwing them in camps because they don't want to be ruled by us, they're not going to be able to do that themselves. It's going to be people like this, people who are just doing their job. So this is the importance of the awakening, so that people can understand there is no just doing my job. There is, I'm either profile and helping people get away with children, or I'm standing against it. That's it.